I'm Gary Colley, Evangelist of the Churches of Christ, and it's certainly my pleasure to greet you from day to day in this manner by means of this radio program. We're hopeful that you'll keep your Bible handy as well as your pencil and paper in order that you may jot down the verses which we use. It's always good to learn and to study the will of God. We're commanded to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hence, our studies from day to day are important. Our question for this week is, if a man leaves his wife and marries another woman, will God forgive him? Certainly assuming that many of these people will desire to marry again who have put away their spouses, what legislation does the Bible contain relevant to their right to do so? May a divorced person marry any other person he or she chooses without any qualification? That is, has God authorized divorced persons to remarry as they will? Or has he imposed limitations and restrictions? Whatever these may be, my friends, we must know them and we must abide by them if we want to save our soul. So the purpose of our study and answer to this question is to set forth what the New Testament teaches about remarriage of divorced persons. And as we present our thoughts, we defend the thought that only such divorced persons as were loyal to their original marital commitments and who have put away their partners who are guilty of fornication have the right to contract a second marriage. The Lord Jesus wants people to honor their marital covenants. He desires that there be no divorce at all. But he does allow divorce on the ground of fornication and gives the right of remarriage to the offended party. He forbids the right of remarriage, however, to anyone who is a divorced person under any other circumstances. Now, the Lord's general rule regarding divorce and remarriage is stated most clearly in Mark the 10th chapter, verses 2 through 12. There came unto him Pharisees and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Trying him. And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed to write a bill of divorcement and put her away. But Jesus said unto them, For your hardness of heart he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of the creation, male and female made he them. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house of the disciples ask him again of this matter. And he saith unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committeth adultery against her. And if she herself shall put away her husband, and shall marry another, she committeth adultery. Now the same general rule is recorded in the third account of the gospel in these words. Every one that putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And he that marrieth one that is put away from a husband committeth adultery. Luke 16 and verse 18. Now both of these texts report the same unqualified prohibition of remarriage of people who have put away previous companions. If this were the only teaching of the New Testament on the matter, no divorced person would have the right of remarriage. That is, if they follow divorce. But it should be observed that there are essentially four categories of divorced people. First of all, persons who have divorced their mates for some trivial cause. Individuals, second of all, who have been put away, perhaps even against their wills, on the basis of some trivial cause. And then third, there are persons who violated their marital covenant by committing fornication and have been put away. Fourth of all, individuals who were faithful to their marital commitments, but whose partners betrayed and violated that relationship through fornication. According to the general rule then given by Jesus in the two passages that we have cited today, no one of any of these categories is permitted to remarry. The general rule which heaven has established on the matter is simply this. No divorced person has the right to remarry again. So here we find the answer to some of our questions, but we shall continue our study on tomorrow.